The following program is paid for by the Neal Financial Group.
Welcome to the Money Makeover Show. The Money Makeover team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Certified financial planner Doug Neal, chartered financial consultant Jamie Keys, certified financial planner Tony Nafar, and your team of CPAs, attorneys, real estate, and financial pros. Now, here's your Money Makeover team.
Good morning. Welcome to the Money Makeover Show, the place where we help you make better, smarter financial decisions. Glad to have you joining us. Hey, this is Back to the Future Day, as they were saying on the national news. And, yeah, Marty McFly, everybody, the DeLorean.
The doctor.
Yes, the doctor, et cetera, et cetera. And, by the way, I know that there's somebody over in the Chapel Hill area that has a DeLorean, because I see it on the road every once in a while. That's kind of cool. Wouldn't it be nice to be able to just put some banana peels, though, in the gas tank, like Marty McFly did? Yeah, even though gas prices are cheaper now. But.
And see, there's some insight here into your actual personality, Tony.
maybe that's not a good thing. I have no idea. Anyway, glad to have you joining us this morning. And, of course, back on this Back to the Future Day is our colleague Doug Neal, certified financial planner. Been away for a couple weeks or so.
2 weeks traveling in Europe, been to some very interesting places. Got some observations, not necessarily all today, about the people we ran into. The one thing is, when you out traveling with people, you always ask, you know, where are you from? And, oh, I'm from Texas. Oh, where in Texas? Guy said, I'm from Brenham, Texas. What? 6,000 miles away and ran into a guy from Brenham, he and his wife from Brenham, Texas. And he didn't read our news articles in the paper, but he doesn't listen to the show. So I got on his case for that. He's not back in town yet. He was extending his trip to go longer, but I'll wait till he comes back, and then I'll name him on the air.
And he can start listening.
Yes, yeah, so he can start listening. He better.
Speaking of articles, by the way, we do have another one coming out in today's edition of the Brenham Banner Press, and it's about planning ahead, and we'll talk a little bit more about this, things called advanced directives. It has to do with what would happen if you had a serious illness or an injury. You couldn't make your own decisions. Who would be stepping up to do that for you? If you haven't planned on that, it's not an automatic thing. It's not automatically your mom, dad, spouse, brother, sister, whoever.
Got a thing in the news that we'll discuss.
It's a very current topic.
Yes, a celebrity having problems.
Celebrity having problems with the very thing, yeah.
Yeah, and imagine you'd have one of the Kardashians taking care of you.
That sounds like a little tough financial planning there.
Anyway, so we're going to talk about some things that you really need to know about that. Plus, the markets, stock markets, bond markets, etc. Everything has been jiggling around, going up and down, sideways, all these, especially the last couple of months or so. Looking at things go backwards, what do you do about that versus your expectations of where things should go? So we'll talk a little bit about that and much more. Take a look at the markets, check everything out when we come right back. I'm Tony Nafar, certified financial planner. Doug Neal, certified financial planner, of course, in the studio. Jamie Keys, chartered financial consultant. And Craig Montana running the studio. Hey, we have an 800 number if you want to call us. Great. 800-332-7879. We'll be right back with more Money Makeover Show.
Come celebrate your heritage at St. Mary's Catholic Church Polish Heritage Festival on Sunday, October 25th from 11 a.m. till 5 p.m. at the Parish Activity Center on the corner of Germania and South Park Street in Brenham.
We will have Polish food prepared by members of St. Mary's Parish, including kielbasa, Polish pork and beef sausage, czarnina, homemade duck soup, and drusu, homemade chicken noodle soup, served with sauerkraut, potatoes, green beans, homemade desserts, and iced tea. Meal tickets will be available at the door. Adults are $10 and children are 7. After lunch, pierogi, a potato stuffed empanada, and kishka will also be sold.
Music will be provided by Daniel and the Country Boys and Robert Zintek Band. There will also be live and silent auctions, country store, cake booth, children's games, something for everyone. For more information, call the church office at 979-836-4441. Come to St. Mary's Catholic Church's 25th Annual Polish Heritage Festival in Brenham in the Parish Activity Center on Sunday, October 25th.
You'll be celebrating when you see the new furniture at Brenham Office Supply at huge discounts. Brenham Office Supply introduces their scratch and dent office furniture, new executive desks, credenzas, executive chairs, reception furniture, guest chairs, big and tall chairs, vertical filing cabinets, lateral filing cabinets, storage cabinets, and more. The scratch and dent furniture are all brand new, but with a minor scratch or dent, which means they must be sold at huge discounts. And they're in stock and available for free next business day delivery. Jump aboard Brenham Office Supply's We Buy Local campaign and start saving today. When you buy local, your dollars stay in the local community, supporting the local economy. Tired of price shopping, searching for the best deals? Boss has discounted pricing on over 35,000 items, not just a few to lure you in. Now is a great time to purchase new office furniture and save with huge discounts on the scratch and dent furniture at Brenham Office Supply. Visit their showroom at 304 West Main in Brenham or call 979-836-5221. Open Monday through Friday from 8 till 5.
When it comes to getting the right part to fit your equipment, look no further than Supol Printer Equipment, your local John Deere dealer. It doesn't matter if you drive green, blue, new, or old. They carry everything from genuine John Deere OE parts to John Deere Reman to aftermarket alternatives. That means you can always count on Supol Printer to have the right parts to fit your machine. Stop in today to experience the value of choice and always get the right part to fit your needs. Visit the Supol Printer Equipment nearest you or online at cptractor.com. It's Brenham Cup football Friday night on KWHI.
This time gives to McWilliams, gets around the corner to the 10 to the 5 and into the
Bingo.
End zone. Touchdown, Tamaris McWilliams.
Great job by Tamaris Doctor. It was a great block on
Friday night. The Brenham Cubs play host to the Tom Ball Cougars in a must-win situation. Kickoff set for 7 o'clock. 6:30 pregame on your voice for the Cubs, KWHI and KWHI.com.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Welcome back to the Money Makeover Show from the Money Makeover team at Neal Financial Group. By the way, we have two offices. One in Central Texas, here in the city of Brenham, on Main Street, just across from the courthouse. And we're on the bottom floor there of the Atrium Building at 105 East Main. And also we have another office just off of San Felipe and St. James Place, near where that great big Marathon Oil Tower is in Houston, about a mile and a half from the Galleria. Either way, we got you covered. If you want to come by and do that free review, I certainly recommend that, especially if you've been watching your account going up, down, zigzagging, sideways, everything else. Is there something better you should be doing? What about what you expect it to be doing? We're going to talk about that in a few minutes. Meantime, Doug, what's everything looking like?
Yeah, right now the Dow Jones is up 19 points to 17,235. The S&P 500 is down half a point to 2030, and the NASDAQ is down 8.5 points. So not much activity as the markets go. It's not up 200, not down 200. It's just kind of hanging in there.
Yeah, the last few days, the markets have not had a lot of big movement.
No, they haven't. I think everybody's been digesting earnings reports coming from companies all across the U.S. So, again, I think everyone's in that holding pattern while it kind of churns through everything. If all this stuff is making your stomach churn along with it, you might want to at least consider coming by the office and doing the review. We've had lots of folks just come by, bring information about your 401k, your 403b, your stocks and bonds, whatever you got, annuities, life insurance.
What's happening right now, all the statements are coming out from last quarter. Mm-hmm. So you're getting your statements and you're looking at those.
You're going, wow.
Yeah, hey, I'm supposed to be making money on this.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you sell right now and you're down, you're guaranteed a loss.
Yeah, you're going to put that one on the books forever.
But but if you don't need the money right now, the market will come back. We don't know when, but just if you don't need the money, that's why you got to have a strategy of different types of money.
Well, and that's the other thing, too, is we've talked a lot about having the correct expectations when it comes to investing. And the thing you need to understand is if you're going to be in the market, there are going to be time periods where it's going to be down. That's simply a fact of life.
But it's how much of what you have in the market is what matters, and how you have it positioned, what you're doing specifically. All of that, right, Jamie?
Yeah, I mean, if you're expecting that every statement that you get is going to be on the positive side, you're living in a fantasy world. Mm-hmm. There are going to be time periods. Of course, it depends upon what your allocation is, how much you're going to be down and how much you're going to be up. But it's important to understand that there will be time periods where the markets aren't going to do well, and that's going to be reflected in your statement.
Speaking of the diversification part, like we were talking off the air, Jameson, oil's down again today. Well, if you owned, doesn't matter, Exxon, Conoco, Mobil, Shell Oil, all those different things, good companies aren't going away, but their share price is down, so that's going to pull your statement down.
That's correct.
Mm-hmm. Well, and even if you don't outright own those particular companies, mm-hmm. let's say you just have a large value fund,
mutual fund kind
of thing, or exchange-traded funds, whatever you've got, whether it's in your 401k. I had somebody ask me about that the other day. He said, you know, I've got this large company XYZ fund that I'm putting my money into, and it's been down. So I pulled up the latest
holdings,
yeah. Mm-hmm. And I said, well, and the first three of them were like Exxon, Chevron, whoever. Yeah. And I said, these things, some of them are down 30%, 40%. Yeah. At one point, they were down 50%. Now they're recovering a little bit. But I said, when you've got a big chunk, you know, going with this wave of what's going on in oil and gas, plus a lot of multinational companies that do a lot of their business overseas, the dollar's been so strong that they're not selling as much product in Europe,
China. Yeah, that was kind of nice having the dollar strong. I was just there.
And, he was just in Europe. They just bargained on
And the
that.
Euros,
your dollar bought more,
trying to buy souvenirs and things like that. And in the little ship's newspaper each day, or the riverboat we're on, they would print the currency, and it would say 1.139, 1.415 euros to the dollar type of thing. And then if you pay with a credit card, they'll give you, usually the credit card company gives you the best rate. Well, so I tried to figure out, because I got emails, right, you know, you've just been charged international charge on your card of X amount of dollars. And I went back and looked, okay, this number euros, and here's the U.S., I ended up paying more like 1.20.
Oh, you got a little foreign transaction charge.
Versus what they say for like 1.14 in the paper. Well, that's if you trade millions and billions.
Yeah.
Not buying a beer stein in Germany.
Well, there's always a fee for those exchange rates, too, that you have to think about. But what you're talking about, Tony, to go back to that is, you know, the flip side of that coin is if you have a 401k plan or something where you're making regular contributions, the flip side of the fact that those large company stocks are down is with regular contributions, guess what? These are really good companies, and you're buying them at cheap dollars.
Yeah, cheap dollars. Mm-hmm. Buying it on sale.
On sale.
Yeah, it's
in the
hard
long
to
run,
remember.
That's good. Yeah, it's hard to remember that.
That, let's say, some company you're paying $85 a share for now, mm-hmm. relatively speaking, was $115 a share most of the time over the last 4 years.
Yeah, makes a huge difference.
Once in a while, you get an opportunity. Is that company going to go away? No. Are we still going to use oil and gas or whatever it is that
they do?
Whatever
it happens to be.
Yes. So, again, you know, there are things that are cycles, and you have to remember that, you know, when it's on sale. In fact, I just had this conversation with someone who's putting money into a retirement plan at her workplace, and she said, oh, gosh, you know, should I just, you know, not put anything in now or whatever? And I had my infamous story about, well, if you want to buy cans of tuna at the market, yeah. Are you going to buy more cans of tuna for 10 bucks? If you only had 10 bucks to spend, but you want to stock up, you can buy more of them when it's a dollar a can or more of them when it's $1.50 a can. Duh. Okay. Yeah. You're going to buy more cans, right, at a dollar a can. So if you like tuna and you love a certain brand or whatever, why not do it when things are low? And she said, oh, I never thought about it. She said, all I'm doing is worrying about what China's going to do and what, you know, so-and-so is going to do and, you know, oil and this and that. And I said, well, let me, and I had a list of what we were concerned about last October. Totally different set of, you know, what was it, the Ukraine, the Russians were going in there.
Invading.
Yeah, yeah, and then it was Greece again and a few other things. And the whole European economy was going to cave in because the Greeks couldn't pay their loans back and all this. So it was doom and gloom from that end. Did we all create or no? So again, you know, please don't get caught up in hype and news reports and then make some mistakes where you know you're not going to have anything. Now, are there other ways to help with the downside? Yes. So, again, and that's what we look at as financial planners.
Yeah. What type of strategy? What tools are available to you? And that's why you need to come in for that free review and get your roadmap. What are things that are available to you? What works? There's different products out there that can help protect the downside.
Mm-hmm.
Got a lot of people that have been asking that. They like the long-term care, but they don't want to get the insurance policy because the rates can go up and it's not guaranteed. Well, there's other options that you can do. So there's so many different investment choices that do more than one thing.
Yep.
How does it fit for you?
So, again, free review. Let me give you the office number. Well, actually, Doug, why don't you give the office number?
Office number here in Brenham is 9.
Remember, Doug?
I got it written down here.
Has it been too long?
979-836-2903. That's 836-2903. We're right on Main Street, right across the street from the courthouse in downtown Brenham. The other thing that was kind of neat, I could on my cell phone look at my emails. But trouble is, there's 7 or 8 hours difference. So somebody gives you a call. I had somebody give me a call, and it was my brother, right before the Texans were going to play on Thursday night. He knew I was going out. So we're here sleeping at 2 a.m. I get a phone call. Hey, are you all ready for the big game? I said, I don't even remember where we were, but you know, I'm in Germany right now. Oh, yeah, I forgot. So the technology's great. But give us a call because you get your strategy down here with that. You get your phone number at 979-836-2903. It's free. Come in and figure out what kind of choices, what kind of questions. It's great.
Well, I just wanted to interject, too, that it's normal to be concerned.
Absolutely.
It's absolutely normal to be concerned. And so don't say, well, I'm not going to ask questions or I'm not going to do that free review because I don't want to feel stupid or those are all bogus things to think about. It's normal to be concerned, and you should go ahead and raise the questions and ask the questions and, you know, just get reassured about you still are on track.
Well, and we have a lot of you who have been coming in, too, with statements and stuff, and you say, you know, am I on track? I have, you know, these investments, and, you know, I'm doing this in my 401k and all this other stuff. Are we on track? Doing the right things, and we can compare notes with you. The other thing we get asked about is fees. Where are my fees? How can I see my fees from whoever it is that they're using on the statement? So we, a lot of times, can just clarify things for you.
Sure.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, but it's also, you get that strategy. It's so important because the statements are coming out now.
Yep.
And you, what does this mean?
Mm-hmm.
I got my statement. I have an annuity that I'm using for a pension. I looked at that and I said, doesn't look like I'm going anywhere on the cash portion. So, yeah, we have investments, our own personal.
Yep.
But I bought it for a pension check in the future. And the part rider that I have is a guaranteed income rider.
It's doing exactly what it's supposed to do.
Exactly what it's supposed to do. I'm looking at, oh, okay, good.
I just had a meeting last week with a very similar circumstance. The account value was down, but the income portion, which was the purpose of the of that particular product, was doing exactly what it was supposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
And when you looked at rates of return on that, he said, oh,
It's looking pretty good. That's what I'm thinking. All right, it's doing what it wants to do. I'm going to get my pension check in 10
well,
or 15 years, so we're
that's
good.
That's what you're saying is, you know, certain things do certain things,
right?
Right.
And having the knowledge and the background to be able to put those things together so you don't have to bite all your fingernails off every time the market jiggles mm-hmm. around, that's another issue. And again, that's where the strategy comes in. So again, 979-836-2903. That's our phone number, 979-836-2903. Do come in for that free review. You're going to be glad that you did. Jamie, you wanted me to mention this thing about the possible 52% increase in Medicare premiums for certain individuals.
We got several phone calls mm-hmm. about this, and
right.
it's we're not Social Security experts. We try and get as much information as we can, but there are three different circumstances in which you might get up to a 50% increase in your Medicare premium.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we need to go over those again.
Yeah.
So try and get as much clarification as we can. And you'll have to determine whether or not you fit into one of those three categories. If you have questions, call the Social Security office.
Yeah, or go online at socialsecurity.gov mm-hmm. And get some feedback. There are ways to do that on the website. But not everyone is going to get this. Most of us who are on Medicare are not going to get this
increase
rate hike. All right? 99% of us or whatever, any of you who are already on Medicare, have been for a long time, all of that stuff.
And you're already getting your Social Security check.
Yes. You're already getting your Social Security check as well, and they're taking that Medicare premium out of your Social Security check. This is not going to be you.
It's not going to affect you.
Unless.
Oh, we're going to have to come back for that one.
There's a but.
Yes. There are income limits on this. So that is one of the things. Also, whether you're going to be filing for Medicare next year in 2016, that's a possibility. And for those of you who are holding out on collecting your Social Security, you're at least full retirement age, which is 66, all right? You're full retirement age, but you're holding off on signing up for Social Security. However, you are 65, right? And you're paying Medicare out of your pocket on the side. You could be facing this increase. So,
so if you've reached full retirement age
yep.
and have delayed receiving your Social Security,
mm-hmm.
and you are on Medicare, you could be subject to the increase.
You could be. Again, they're probably not going to look at doing this increase, if at all, or that high, or whatever. They're not going to decide on this at the Medicare and Medicaid offices in Washington, D.C., until probably sometime in November. But there is something about when you might want to get on to Social Security if you're not on it already in order to maybe mitigate whatever may be coming down the pipe. We're going to talk about that a little bit. You can call us later at the office or certainly contact the people at the great Social Security office here on Brenham at 290 and Bluebell Road, right? So stay with us. If you have a question, you need to go right now, give us a call now. Here's our number to talk to us right now, 800-332-7879. 800-332-7879. 800-332-7879. This is the Money Makeover Show.
I've advertised with Downey for over 3 years because I thought that would be a good media for advertising, and we were getting the Downey directory at the house.
We're talking with Larry Axtell of ComQuest about advertising in the Downey directory. So, Larry, has Downey proved to be a good choice for advertising?
Yeah, over half of my total sales have come out of inquiries that resulted from the Downey directory.
With those kind of results, it sounds like money well spent.
Oh, very cost effective. It's the only advertising media that I've used that has been cost effective.
So you advertise in the Downey, but do you use it as well?
Yes, especially when I'm looking for vendors to perform
on different kinds of services.
And what'd you look up last?
Information on utility trailers.
And did you find it?
Yes.
Thanks, Larry.
Everything you need in one telephone directory. Downey delivers.
To advertise, call today, 866-7-DOWNEY.
It's fall, and you know what that means. Time to get your carpets, upholstery, and grout cleaned from Colwell's Chem Dry. Right now, save 25% when you get both your carpets and your grout cleaned at the same time. The holidays will soon be here, and if you're expecting company, now's the time to call Colwell Chem Dry for carpet and grout cleaning. Get the best job for the lowest price. Chem Dry can get the dirt and stains out of your carpets and upholstery and make your tile and stone look new again. They use a hot carbonating extraction system on fabrics, preventing stains from reappearing, and it leaves no residues, so your carpets and upholstery stay cleaner longer. Plus, Colwell's Chem Dry also has a special solution for getting out pet stains and permanently removes odor, regardless of how severe it is. Colwell's Chem Dry cleans carpets, rugs, upholstery, tile, and stone. Just call 277-9333 and save 25% on carpet and grout cleaning. Colwell's Chem Dry, servicing Washington, Waller, Austin, and Grimes County. Or in Brazos County, call Aggieland Chem Dry toll-free at 1-888-255-1506.
Want to have some fun? Then get over to Rob's Fun Center at 1308 Highway 290 West in Brenna for the latest in side-by-sides, ATVs, motorcycle, and personal watercraft. Rob's Fun Center has complete lines of Polaris, Yamaha, and Arctic Cat, plus a full-service shop that's capable of doing everything from routine maintenance to complete rebuilds on the brands they sell and on competitive brands. Find out more about Rob's Fun Center at 979-836-2700. Have fun on a motorcycle or ATV from Rob's Fun Center in Brenna. Quality sales, parts, and service.
The countdown to savings is on at Washington County Tractor in Brenham, Bryan, Navasota, or Sealy. When you buy a select New Holland utility tractor during the Value Bonanza sales event, you take advantage of more smart ways to save, including $500 Bonanza Bucks, plus 0% financing for 72 months, or choose cash back. Select from Workmaster, Powerstar, T4, or T5 series tractors. But hurry, New Holland Value Bonanza ends November 30th. Visit Washington County Tractor in Brenham, or WC Tractor in Bryan, Navasota, or Sealy today.
For commercial use only, 0% financing offer subject to credit qualification and CNH Industrial Capital approval. CNH Industrial Capital standard terms and conditions apply. Down payment may be required. Certain other restrictions may apply. Offer ends November 30, 2015. See Washington County Tractor for details.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
Yeah. It's Back to the Future Day. Here on the Money Makeover Show and lots of other places too. Of course, it was this date, October 21st of 2015, that Marty McFly was going to come back.
He went to the future.
Yeah. And again, greetings to whoever it is that has the DeLorean in Chapel Hill area. I was, you know, they probably thought I was a weirdo like a couple months ago. Well, not that I'm not a weirdo, but anyway. You know, I saw them in front of me on 290 about a mile or so before we're both going to turn in on 1155 there to go into Chapel Hill. And I was like trailing this thing. And they have some sort of a, what they call, vanity plate on it. And I can't remember exactly what it was. It was a back to something on it. But what a cool thing. I loved it. I was just like watching, checking this thing out anyway. So whoever you are.
So you were going 120 trying to catch
up,
them.
Trying to keep up with them.
Yeah, like I said, would be that we could put that banana peel into that gas tank and keep on going. If you are looking at a future of getting on Medicare or Social Security, especially, again, or if you're on Medicare, listen up here. We've been talking about this for a couple of days. This is kind of a worst-case scenario for a possible Medicare premium hike coming in 2016. It could be, according to the government types who are deciding this, and by the way, they're probably not going to decide on an exact figure until sometime in November, but according to some news reports, it could be up to a 52% increase for a relative handful of people on Medicare. Who would be subject to this? 99.999% of us who are on Medicare already are not going to see any kind of a premium hike in 2016, So it's going to be that $104.90 a month, $105, right? For most of us, all right? But if your income tops $85,000 a year if you are single, or $170,000 a year if you're married, all right, you could be looking at what could be a small to all the way up to 52% increase in Medicare premiums in 2016. If you are going to be a new enrollee in Medicare in 2016, you haven't been in yet, you could be facing that higher price, all right? And also, anyone who is already enrolled in Medicare but not on Social Security yet, so your full retirement age, maybe you're delaying your Social Security benefits to get a bigger check up to age 70. Those of you who are full retirement age and you're already paying on the side out of your pocket for your Medicare premiums, you could be facing that increase in 2016. Now, what do you do if that's you? You might want to go ahead and apply for Social Security benefits between now and the end of this month to be able to start getting checks in December if you are not on Social Security yet, but you are eligible at full retirement age, which is 66 in a few months, all right, in order to avoid that hike, if there is one, in 2016.
That particular one, what's scary about that one is it has nothing to do with income limits.
No.
And it all has to do with on whether or not you're currently receiving your Social Security check. If you've delayed getting your Social Security check for as long as possible, that's normally a pretty good strategy because there's an 8% increase every year. However, if you're looking at only an 8% increase next year, in 2016, but you're looking at a 52% increase in your Medicare premium, maybe you're better off getting your Social Security check currently rather than waiting till next year.
So, again, this is not a done deal. Apparently, the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid are going to make a decision on any kind of an increase in that Medicare premium for those select individuals sometime in the month of November. All right. So, again, get on socialsecurity.gov or talk to the folks at the Social Security office here. Again, this is a possible increase not written in the stone yet. Okay?
That makes it tough because if you have to go ahead and do something by the end of October so you can start getting checks in December, you need to start making some decisions pretty quick.
Yeah. And we don't know what the end result is.
And we don't know
yet.
What the end result is, exactly.
That's
and
good.
Also, Doug, you had come across a pretty interesting item about what to do if you cannot locate your Medicare card.
Yeah, if you go to mysocialsecurity.gov, my account, sign up on there, because then you got all kinds of information there. But now they made it so that if you lost your Medicare card, you can get one online. It only takes a couple of minutes. So getting a Medicare replacement card is just a good service of my Social Security account. So I just want to let you know on that one that if you haven't done that yet, you need to do that, is go online. It's www.socialsecurity.gov/myaccount. And sign up for it. Once you sign up, you don't have to do it again, but it gets all your information there. Mm-hmm. It deals with you alone, not general. Like right now, we're talking in general if you fit this category, that category. If you sign up on that account, it's your information.
And what's important about that is if you ever need health care, you need that Medicare card.
Yeah, you do. So, again, get on it. Get something done. You know, they've also got calculators on there. If you're wondering, really and truly, the most recent estimate, if you haven't gotten one lately from Social Security folks, of what your benefit would be at what age, you know, if you're looking at filing at 65 or 66 and 67 or age 69, 70, it'll tell you what you're going to get.
Right, and using your numbers.
Yeah.
It's not a guesstimate. It's your numbers.
You put in your name and your birth date, and that'll pull up your history and what your income is going to be. And you can project that. You can put that number in there. So, again, really does pay to go ahead and go on there and find out something for yourself.
Yeah. One thing I want to mention here, just to remind people, In the Wall Street Journal on September 30th, in the Women's Supplement, there is a special article, awards there. It's titled "Women Wealth Managers You Need to Know." And our own
Tony. Do we know any?
Yeah, we know any. She's right here with us today. She was in the Wall Street Journal on September 30th on the Women's Supplement, Women Wealth Managers You Need to Know, and our own Tony Navarre was there. So just want to remind you.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Thank you. Yes. That was a real honor, and I was actually chosen. Out of that and had to qualify for that. And it wasn't just an ad I bought or something like that.
It wasn't too many people. I don't know if they had five or six or...
Four.
They had four. There wasn't very many women that you need to know, wealth managers. So that's another reason to come in for your free review.
There you go. Absolutely. And the other reason, too, is I just love meeting people, everybody.
I had a question. This has to do with long-term care. What has happened is that Dad died unexpectedly, and so Mom's there, and now the two adult kids are deciding, Mom, they want to get Mom closer to her, but she doesn't have the assets necessarily to buy a new home, so they're thinking they'll buy a new home for her and then lease it back to her, so it's closer to where they are and can do that. And the question was, well, should we take our assets and at around $185,000 and buy this home? Because in that way they can keep an eye on her, and that her long-term care expenses would be down lower because you got somebody right next door or down the block from you. So now, should you take, and they have the investments right now. They don't have the cash. They got investments. Should they take $185,000 out of their investments, and they still got two kids in high school, and buy Mom a house? It'd be a rent house for them, and so that's the question. That's why you need to come in for a free review. Should you do that? Should you not?
Yeah, because we actually take everything apart, all the moving parts to this,
that's
right?
Not a yes or no question.
That's right.
Yeah. What is that couple's income? What are their write-offs? What about paying for college for the kids?
Yep.
Right? What about their own retirement? What about what would they get worth write-offs for leasing or renting this home, this piece of property, just like anybody else? And how does that compare with possibly having to do something else for Mom in assisted living or wherever else? You know, there are a lot of variables working in that calculation or series of calculations, plus the human factor, the emotional factor of what they feel good or better about doing.
So, easy question, short question. Not an easy answer. The one suggestion I mentioned to her is money's cheap right now. Interest rates are low. Why sink all your money into the house right now? Put a big chunk down so you don't have to pay that PMI insurance. And then borrow the money. Because if you take that money out of your investments, granted, they're not, you know, the stock market where they're not doing great right now. We're not making 10 or 12%. But if the monies are in the wall, if the money's in the walls, it's a lot harder to get your hands on it, and you could always pay it off later. But they're in their late 40s, and so they've got some really good earned income coming. So they'd be better off taking a 10-year note or a 12-year note or 15-year note and buying that house, because then maybe Mom, another that human factor. How long will Mom survive without Dad there? Sometimes that emotional factor, I've seen that happen many times over the decades.
And that's the thing, too. Is that really the best option for Mom? And our attitudes change about things, too, as we go along. So, again, her health issues, she may have something that comes up, heaven forbid, that means that she can't stay there for whatever reason at that house.
Yeah.
So, again, getting the most out of those options and what makes the most sense, especially if the couple is in their 40s.
Yeah, late 40s.
And they've got college looming, which is huge, and a few other things, plus their own retirement. Again, you have to really look at all of these things, look at various different rates of return, even if their investments, whatever they may be, who knows what else they have, but you obviously are looking at all that and saying, okay, you have this rate of return versus what's the cost of borrowing money for this, and we still have the option of paying that house off later on at a more opportune time. Or maybe the mom decides that that's not, it's too much for her. She
doesn't
like it.
She doesn't want to move, yeah.
Yeah, so maybe she wants to go somewhere else or do something else. Now you got this piece of property. Do you want to keep it as a rental to somebody else you don't know? Yeah. Or do you want to sell it? Yeah, all these options.
That emotional factor. We have an advisor in the Houston office. His mom lived in Chicago. She did not want to move out of Chicago. She would not come down to Houston. Mm-hmm. So he had to fly up there about every other month, keep an eye on her, because she was not going to leave all her friends and where she'd been the last 60 years.
Sure.
So you got there again. That's why you come in for the free review. Look at the options. What's the choices? So if you got questions like that, that's what we're here for.
Absolutely. And again, here's our office phone number. If you want to come by for that free review, it can be complex or a lot of moving parts and pieces. Mm-hmm. To this particular scenario, a real-life one, your real-life scenario may be complex as too, but you know what? We're used to it.
Yeah, We've probably seen it once upon a time.
Or some variable of it, any variation. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about the celebrity mess-up on medical care. Big celebrity now having problems, medical problems, and the celebrity mess that, you know, doesn't matter how much money you have, notoriety, fame, all that stuff. If you don't do proper planning, it can still bite you. So we'll talk about that so you don't make that mistake. And we'll take a look at the markets. We're taking your questions right now. Here's our number, 800-332-7879. 800-332-7879. This is the Money Makeover Show.
Oak Creek Farms of Chapel Hill is selling 140 forage developed and forage tested Oak Creek Farms bulls, 65 Brangus, 65 Red Brangus, 5 Angus, and 5 Red Angus at their annual sale Saturday, October 24th at 12:30 p.m. Also selling are 100 commercial source verified heifers from local area ranches, including Rosenbaum Ranch of Brenham. Oak Creek has been breeding registered Brangus and Red Brangus cattle since 1967 in Chapel Hill for the hot, humid climate of the Gulf Coast. All bulls will be fertility tested, trick tested, and also have ultrasound data. Owners John and Carolyn Kopasinski invite you to the sale on Saturday, October 24th. A barbecue lunch will be served at 11 a.m. followed by the sale. Pre-sale activities begin at 2 p.m. on Friday, October 23rd, with viewing of the bulls and commercial heifers followed at 5 p.m. by a seminar and ribeye steak dinner sponsored by Zoetis Genetics. Call Oak Creek Farms at 979-836-6832 or go online at oakcreekfarms.com for information and to view the video of the sale bulls. The sale will be at the ranch in Chapel Hill at 13750 FM 1371. They look forward to seeing you there.
From CDs to stocks and bonds, it's been tough to grow your money safely. The Money Makeover team's been helping people do that around Brenham for more than 20 years. Doug Shabby's part of the Money Makeover team at Neal Financial Group. I'm Tony Navarre, certified financial planner, and I'm proud to work with Doug, Jamie Keyes, Doug Neal, and the rest of our team. We have an office right across the street from the courthouse in the Atrium Building, and you hear us on the Money Makeover Show. Now we invite you to come on down for a free review. Come by the office. We'll go over your money situation and your questions, and we've got the coffee, conversation, all of it's ready for you. Just call us at 979-836-2903. Talk to Doug or any of us at our office. From CDs to stocks and bonds, it's been tough to grow your money safely. The Money Makeover team's been helping people do that around Brenham for more than 20 years. Neal Financial Group, 836-2903.
Hi, Mike Leonard here from Apple Ford Internet Sales. Have you driven a Ford lately? It's going to be a great year for Ford and Apple Ford Mercury. And this year, I've teamed up with Hyundai of Brenham. Now, you don't even have to leave your home or office to check it out. Just log on to appleford.com or give me a call at 836-3659 or email me at fordsales@appleford.com for your price quote on a Ford or a Hyundai. We always have some great deals going on, so go online for the perfect vehicle for you and your family. Visit appleford.com. Come today.
Hi, this is Kate with Woodson Lumber. Are you updating your current home or starting a new construction project this spring? If so, stop by your local Woodson store where you can find everything you need to get the job done right the first time. Starting with quality products from USG, the creators of the Sheetrock brand. So to help your project stand the test of time, build it strong from the inside out. Whether you're working on the job site or on your home, the experts at your local Woodson store will help you select the right USG Sheetrock products for your job. Because for over 100 years, your dream starts here in Brenham, Bryan, Caldwell in Lexington.
Hi, this is Randy Wells.
And this is John Hill.
And we would like to invite you to the Faith Mission Candlelit Christmas Gala, Thursday, November 5th at 5:30 p.m., Silver Wings Ballroom.
Apple Ford and Hyundai of Brenham are excited to be a corporate sponsor for this event as a community celebrates 30 years of service by Faith Mission.
If you would like to be a corporate sponsor, purchase a ticket or a table, call us at 979-830-1488.
We look forward to seeing you on November 5th at Silver Wings.
I'll never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
It was a moment that changed my life.
It was still at the heart of the storm when we arrived in a convoy of Humvees.
These people had been there for hours, all scared and on the verge of hypothermia.
We dug them out and got them home safely.
That's what we train for, moments like this.
In the Guard, you serve your community as well as your country. Go to NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Texas National Guard, aired by the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
Wow.
I don't remember
That's
this one.
That's a different version of the Back to the Future thing.
Yeah, but we're all still dancing.
Yeah.
And didn't have to go and run to the emergency room after that either. Welcome back to today's edition of the Money Makeover Show. The Money Makeover Team. Several of us are here in the studio for you this morning from Neal Financial Group, N-E-A-L Financial. Doug Neal, certified financial planner in the studio this morning. Jamie Keyes, chartered financial consultant in the studio. Craig Montana running the studio and playing various versions of things from the Back to the Future film. And, of course, I'm Tony Navar, certified financial planner. By the way, we got a great call during the break, and it was Stump the Stars time because I didn't know the answer, and we're still kind of trying to figure that out. And, frankly, I don't think that is out in any of the publications of possible impacts of a Medicare possible rate hike for some of us. I haven't seen anything on this yet.
Anytime the government gets involved in programs, there's so many moving parts. So, we don't know the answer to this one. We don't know if there is an answer to this one yet.
Yeah, it's somebody who has TRS, teacher retirement, right? And that can offset your Social Security benefit.
Right.
So...
If you're not getting
Social Security benefits, or you get very little if you...
Mm-hmm.
Even get any, right, because you're on TRS. You know, if you are paying for Medicare on the side, then should you run out and file for Social Security benefits, even if you're going to get zero or $10 a month or whatever, because you're on TRS? I don't know that.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see how they handle that, because basically that has to do with government pensions, which is TRS is considered to be a government pension. And there are a lot of people who have government pensions.
Yeah, not just TRS stuff.
Not just TRS. So it's going to be interesting to see how Medicare and the Congress handles that rate increase. In the past, what they've done is they've made... provisions for that, and my expectation is because it's government, they'll make provisions for that. But we don't know the answer to that.
No, and it may not come out until they make whatever decisions they're going to make about a possible Medicare rate hike in November.
See, I'm thinking they got to take that into consideration, because you think of Washington D.C. How many government workers are in there that could this impact? And then there's Texas is just the two main ones, is teachers' retirement system and the state retirement system.
Right.
That's just one state. Now throw 50 states in there, you throw all Washington, they got to be looking at that somehow. But
I would think
it doesn't necessarily mean it's going to be a good result, but they got to look at it.
Yeah. So
the answer will come.
Yes, I'm sorry I don't know it yet. I'm not sure that they know it yet.
That's yeah.
At the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid, where they're going to be making, apparently, this decision. And by the way, the reason for this is that nobody's getting a cost of living adjustment in their Social Security this
well,
next year.
You know, and that's the other thing. We mentioned that on Monday, is the fact that this year for Social Security benefit checks, there is not going to be a cost of living increase because the price of gasoline is so low. When that's one of the considerations when they calculate inflation for seniors, which is interesting.
Not for the rest of us.
That there's not going to be a cost of living increase. Mm-hmm. And if there's no cost of living increase for your Social Security check, they cannot increase your Medicare premium.
Yep.
So, again, you know, it'll be back to the future for that one. Right?
Yeah.
Let's talk a little bit about the celebrity fiasco in the news right now. And just a reminder for you to get your documents together, wills, medical papers, people who can make a decision on your behalf if you're not conscious, you have an illness, etc. This is already in the news with somebody, a whole big mess.
I saw this in Austria, this article. Lamar Odom, NBA, ex-NBA all-star basketball player, big guy. He married a Kardashian. I don't know which one, and I really don't care. But they got a divorce, and in California there's such a backlog in that one. They filed for divorce, but nothing's been acted on it. And then
so they're not really officially divorced yet.
Legally, they're not divorced yet because it hasn't come up in court yet. Mm-hmm. They just filed the papers, and then he goes into a coma. Don't worry about the situation. He goes into a coma, and so now who makes the decisions for him now?
Or his health care?
Or his health care? He's ex NBA guy, so he's probably got some money laying around. Also, do you want your divorcee?
Soon to be ex,
making your decision. So the unanimous decision on the group I was with, she would say, pull the plug. And so she could collect on all the assets that they had jointly. So who's going to make your decision for you? You know, anytime there, the whole point of the article is anytime there's a major change in your life, you better get these things addressed.
Yeah, and generally you can get these types of documents done as part of a package of things when you go in to see an attorney about getting mm-hmm. your wills done.
They're not hard. They're not a hard thing to do.
In this case, we're talking about the advance directive to physicians, mm-hmm. Which is part of that package. And by the way, that's coming out in an article that we have in today's Brenham Banner Press, Advance Directives to Physicians. So make sure you take a look at that article. But in this particular case, they had a pending divorce. Mm-hmm. He had not changed his advance directives, and now so his soon-to-be ex is making medical decisions for him.
Yeah, a Kardashian.
Yeah, that's right.
Anyway, thanks for listening in today. And our office number, if you have questions still, 979-836-2903. We'll be back in the future on Monday.
The show you have just been listening to is sponsored by the Neal Financial Group and does not reflect the view of KWHI or its advertisers. The opinions voiced in this show are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. You should consult a financial professional when considering making investments in the financial markets. Financial markets may involve risks. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. Nothing said on this show Financial. Member FINRA SIPC. Should you have more questions, please visit the website at neofinancial.com.